Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson, and in the studio from the Good Life Rescue, I have Chastity, and she brought her friend Layla with her today. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee. How are you?
I am great. The Huskers. Woo! How about them Huskers? So, tell us what you've got going on with the Good Life Rescue.
So we have our biggest event coming next weekend, Sunday, the 21st of September. It starts about 5 o'clock p.m. and it is our Light the Luminaries for Paws event. It's one of our biggest events of the year, and it's just a day that we can cherish and remember a lot of our pets that have passed away, you know, the ones that, you know, we still have and cherish the lives that they have, kind of like Layla here. She's a hospice dog. And I mean, we obviously know that she's got some terminal things going on and some chronic illnesses. So it's just one of those days that we, you know, as a community come together and remember some of our pets we've lost over the years.
I could just cry right now thinking about that. Chastity, where is this going to be held? I know that it's coming up on the 21st, you said Sunday.
Yes.
Where is this going to be? And again, it'll probably be at dusk, but do you want to tell our listeners more?
So it is at Stolly Park, right behind kind of like the kids. Well, I guess it would be pretty close to where the Kids Kingdom is. We are going to set up with, you know, different vendors. You know, we're going to have an obstacle course for dogs. We're going to have like a little painting station for dogs this year. We have like a little raffle bake sale. Usually we'll have, you know, kind of little raffle items, and you can decorate your luminary bag, you know, in memory of, you know, whether it's a loved one or your pet, your current pets, you know, and all of the luminaries that are set up in the garden around Stolly Park. And let me tell you, once dusk hits and we start lighting those, it's just magical.
Oh, it sounds like it's going to be beautiful. I've never attended one of those. So people can just show up. What time would you recommend they show up? Because I bet it's going to be huge.
It is.
To fill out or, you know, decorate the luminary bags. What time would you recommend people start showing up?
You know, I think maybe 5 or 6 would be a good time. You know, right as it hits dusk is when we're going to start getting things kicked off. It is $5 a bag. We do have t-shirts that are available that proceeds go to our dogs. But the luminary bags, I mean, you definitely want to have a chance to visit, you know, with everybody and hear their stories, you know, and get your bag decorated. So 5 or 6 probably would be the best, because there's going to be a lot going on and you don't want to miss it.
I should imagine. Now, is this your first year, did you say? I'm sorry if I didn't hear it.
This is actually our 4th year for Light the Luminaries for Paws.
Oh.
And it's just gotten bigger every single year.
I think people care more about their animals than they do about people sometimes. And this is evident. So this is great work that you guys do with the Good Life Rescue. Tell us, are you at capacity? Are you guys, you know, full of animals that need good homes?
Yes, just like the other animal welfare organizations around central Nebraska and even, you know, nationwide, is everybody's over capacity. I mean, we have animals coming in and requests coming in more than we can keep up with. And, you know, donations nationwide for everybody is at an all-time low. So it's a struggle. It really is. But the only thing we can do is just keep pushing forward and spreading the word and just hoping that, you know, we touch somebody's heart enough that they find some way that they would like to get involved.
Absolutely. Are you needing volunteers or foster parents? If you do, can we let our listeners what they need to do to get a hold of you to help?
Absolutely. We are always in need of fosters of all sizes. Obviously, I specialize in taking seniors and special needs dogs and behavior dogs. We definitely don't have enough of fosters that are skilled enough to take some of those harder cases, but we always have, you know, the younger puppies, you know, middle-aged dogs, you know, the easygoing ones, even cats. We do take cats from time to time, but we definitely don't have enough fosters just to go around to meet the needs of the animals that we have coming in. So you can visit www.thegoodliferescue.com, or if you visit our Facebook page, you know, and shoot us a message there, you know, we're always welcoming new fosters, and we have a wealth of knowledge. I also am the behaviorist for the Good Life Rescue. So, you know, we have a lot of skilled, you know, and experienced team members and, you know, volunteers. You know, we can help with tips and tricks and ideas, and, you know, we have have an amazing vet staff, you know, through some of the vet clinics that we work with. So, you know, we always find a way to help each other and just help our animals and find the best homes that we can.
You guys are amazing. All right, Chastity, let's let our listeners know again what you have coming up on Sunday the 21st.
It is our Light the Luminaries for Paws event. It starts at 5 and goes on till probably about 9. It's $5 per bag where you can decorate it in memory of your lost animals or your lost, you know, loved ones and some of our current pets. But it's really an event you really don't want to miss with the vendors and just the opportunity to kind of bond as animal lovers as a community.
And this will be at Stolly Park, around where you said Kids Kingdom is, here in Grand Island.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to shout out at all?
If you are interested in volunteering or fostering, or if you're looking for ever friend, we definitely reach out to us and we can probably match you up with one. But we're always looking for anybody that is willing to help, you know, whether it's with us, whether it's for VCA or CNHS. It's if you can help in some capacity with some of our animals around this community, it's definitely needed.
All right. And Layla, you've been such a good girl in here today. You've been quiet. Can you say hi? Oh, she's saying hi. She's up on the counter. Hi, baby. Hello. Can you say hi?
Nope. She's going to come around to you.
Hello, sweetheart. Oh, yes. I wish you could bark. That'd be great. But
you're
very busy back there. All right, Chastity, I want to thank you for coming in and being on the public affairs program and all the great works that you guys do at the Good Life Rescue here in Grand Island. You guys are amazing.
Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning into the public affairs program. Have a great rest of your day.